Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Fall Hard by Jade Church, narrated by Lexi Evans. Chapter 1. Love sucks. I wasn't much of an expert. I'd only really fallen once. But there was only one thing worse than loving someone who didn't love you, and that was watching them fall in love with someone else. So there I was, about to do something that was probably a terrible idea. But lately, all my ideas seem terrible, so what could one more hurt? I'd gotten to the club earlier than I cared to admit and immediately headed to the bar for a drink. I'd made a mistake not having anything before I came out, that was for sure. Luckily, the neon rainbow stripes that encased the front of the bar had made it easy to spot, and I'd claimed a seat there on the tall black bar stools with ease. I had been to a club only once in my life, when I'd just turned 18 and managed to sneak out of the house, and I'd forgotten how loud and sticky they were. Dark, too. Only the rainbow lights tracing the edges of the walls, DJ booth, and the small smattering of tables tucked into a few alcoves, adding a soft multicolored glow to the room. The girl I'd been watching for the past half hour pushed away from the bar and made her way to a packed corner of the club. Her blonde hair was an unnatural white that seemed to change color with the disco lights and was almost the same color as her skin. I kept my eyes on her retreating figure as she paused by a skinny white guy wearing a ripped tee emblazoned with Britney Spears' face. Her hand dipped into the pocket of her high-waisted jeans as she leaned in close to the guy. Then she moved back to the bar. Done. Easy. I could do this. Probably. I sighed, barely even feeling the buzz of the last three drinks I'd had against the strange tingling numbness that moved through my chest recently. It had been happening for a while, ever since I'd moved to Sun City and accidentally fallen in love with my best friend. She was out with everyone else right now, gone to some football match her boyfriend Ryan was playing in, and I'd told them I had to study. I snorted into my cocktail at the thought. I couldn't even remember the last time I'd gone to class. I waited till she reclaimed her seat a little further down from mine, and then I ordered another drink, the steady pulse of Christina Aguilera's Dirty making my heart feel like it thudded too hard. Her top was red and off the shoulders, not unlike something Jamie might have worn. I gulped the drink the bartender handed me as I shook off the thought. Whoa, steady there. You know, they put alcohol in those things, right? The girl grinned at me, and I swallowed before offering her a smile. If you didn't know better, then what I was about to ask her might seem perfectly natural coming from my lips. Tonight, I looked the epitome of a party girl. I'd loosely curled my hair and let it run free over my shoulders, put on my highest pink velvet chunky heels and let my sparkly eye makeup be the only accessory needed to match the pink sequin mini dress. Well, there's a little mixer, too. Got to stay hydrated. I laughed breathlessly and bit my lip as the girl's eyes moved over my bronze legs, made longer by my heels, and back up to my face. Listen. I leaned in close and a flirty smile tugged up the corners of her mouth. I was wondering if you have any pills. She leaned back, a look that might have been disappointment flashing across her face as a cheer went out in the crowd at the next song, before she nodded. Sure, what are you looking for? You know. An eyebrow raised at my answer and I wanted to curse. Sure, but do you? I didn't answer, and she rolled her eyes. Look, are you sure you want to? I'm sure, I said firmly. I've just never done this before. My friend usually buys. I lied, clearing my throat a little, and her eyes narrowed slightly before she nodded. Fine, how many do you want?
Just one.
Another eyebrow raise. Crap. I was so clearly out of my depth. I'd have thought this would be good for me, to get out of my own head for a while. But maybe it was just another mistake. 30, the girl said, and I barely held in my surprise. That seemed like a lot for one pill, but I couldn't say for sure if she was ripping me off or if I was just hopelessly naive. Either way, it didn't matter. $30 was nothing in the face of the inheritance my parents had given me to essentially stay out of their lives. Another form of hush money, their signature move. I slipped the cash out of my clutch, and she rolled her eyes as I tried to be surreptitious about it and failed. Have a good night, she said dryly, handing me a clear baggie and then shoving away from the bar. You too, I murmured, the words lost in an old Taylor Swift song as I shook the pill free and examined it closely. Was I supposed to take the whole thing? I glanced around to see if I could maybe ask the white-haired drug dealer, but she'd disappeared into the crowd on the dance floor. I didn't even know what this thing was or how it would make me feel. What if I had an allergic reaction? I tried to shake the thought off. What would Jamie do? Jamie would have already taken the pill by now and not given it a second thought. Yet here I was, having second, third, and fourth thoughts. I didn't need to do this, not to have a good time and not to prove anything, but I just felt like I needed something. Change, or maybe just an end to the aching hollowness that seemed to follow me around lately. It had been a rough year. My palms were getting sweaty, and I tossed the pill back and forth between my hands, not wanting it to melt or something. Just do it. I let out a slow breath as I brought my hand to my mouth and then paused. Was I supposed to swallow it whole? Chew it? Crap, I should have just asked Jamie. I reined my thoughts in before I could get lost in my own head again, wondering what she was doing right now, whether the match had ended and they'd all gone to the box for drinks after. She's with Ryan, her boyfriend, having a great time without you. I swiveled the seat so I faced outwards and could watch the dancers, the ache in my chest reverberating around the bass of the music. She was the reason I'd come here. Jamie. Or one of them, at least. There were people like Jamie, so comfortable in their skin it seemed almost inhuman to me. She'd had her nudes leaked by her ex and was barely fazed. She didn't break. How could you not envy someone like that, who knows exactly who they are?
For you,
the green-haired bartender said from behind me, and I looked up in surprise as a shot of tequila was placed next to me on the purple counter, alongside a cocktail. Oh, sorry, I didn't order this.
No, doll, she did.
He smiled at me and nodded his head off to the left where a familiar blonde head smirked at me. Bryn. Right, I murmured, opting not to pick it up. Thanks. I hadn't exactly come here looking for company, not the familiar kind anyway. I came here to get lost, to be someone new. While I knew from the way she flirted every time she saw me that Bryn would happily take me home and help me forget, I didn't look Bryn's way again. For one night, I wanted to be someone else, someone unafraid to take risks, who doesn't pause to think or rationalize all the different ways a situation could go wrong. Someone scary. That was one of the things I loved about Jamie. With her, you never knew what might happen next. And so I found myself in a gay nightclub, buying drugs for the first time, getting ready to dance with strangers, just so I could pretend for a little while, to escape my own skin like I wasn't the girl in love with her best friend, the girl that got kicked out of school, or the girl disowned by her parents. I put the pill on my tongue and swallowed it with the last of my drink before the shaking of my hands could persuade me to rethink my decision. Tonight, I was free. How long would it take to kick in? I swung my legs idly to the beat and returned to the smiles of a few people dancing in the middle of the floor. It wasn't a big club, and the bar took up a lot of room, spanning the whole of the back wall, but the layout twisted and turned into small nooks where people were laughing or making out. Posters had lined the walls in the tiny corridor that had led to this larger dance floor, advertising the events coming up, so I knew that on Fridays they did karaoke, and there was a drag show one Monday a month. Karaoke made me think of her, though. Not that what Jamie did with her voice should be cheapened down that way, and I fanned myself with my hand lightly as the heat from the club made my cheeks flush. Or maybe that was just the alcohol. It was wild to think about how far I'd come since leaving St. Agatha's, the religious college I'd been kicked out of after being caught in a kiss with my female teacher. I had a fake ID because I wasn't going to be 21 for another 10 months. I was fully independent, and my dress just about covered my ass. I sighed as I reached absently for the drink Bren had sent over, dumping the tequila into the tall glass of orange liquid. This wasn't working. Sitting in a club and waxing poetic about my best friend was the exact opposite of what I was trying to do there. The drink was fruity and sweet, and I wrinkled my nose as I sipped it. I was pretty picky about the cocktails I drank, and this one was a little too syrupy to really be my thing. But the guy behind the bar was busy, and I was thirsty. So overly sweet, flirty cocktail it would have to be. The rhythm of the music changed to something bassier, the thud of it echoing through my chest as I let my shoulders relax. I glanced to my right and smiled at the pretty redhead collecting her drink. She had freckles similar to mine, coasting along her nose daintily, and her dress was a green silk that looked so weightless on her, it could have floated away. "Wanna dance?" I half shouted over the music and then swallowed the rest of my drink quickly when she nodded with a big grin, grabbing my hand and tugging me out into the middle of the floor. Now, not everyone at gay clubs was actually gay. She could just be there with friends. But when she stepped closer and slipped a pale arm around my waist to tug me closer, I melted. She smelled like summer flowers, sweet and heady, and her gold eyeliner sparkled in the lights of the dance floor as her eyes dropped to my lips. I didn't even know her name, but that was exactly what I'd wanted, right? We laughed and swayed our hips to the music. A song I vaguely recognized but wasn't paying much attention to as the room swirled into a haze of rainbow lights and glitter. "I love your eyeliner," I said into the redhead's ear, letting my lips brush the shell, and she grinned at me. "Pretty," I breathed as I pulled away and stroked a thumb idly underneath her eye. The song changed, something heavy and angsty that made us throw our hands in the air and jump as high as we could manage without breaking an ankle in our towering heels. A group of people waved to her off to my right, and she kissed my cheek before dancing over to them. I waved her off airily, not even feeling the disappointment as I swayed and bounced to the music, barely feeling the hands of my skin as I twirled between dancers. I don't know when I closed my eyes. Couldn't remember deciding to do so, but the room felt like it was overwhelming my senses in a riot of color and sparkles when they flickered open. The cheesy disco lights were going strong, and the girl I was dancing with had glitter in her hair that I stroked fondly, twining it around my finger as her brunette strands shone red under the lights. This was what I'd been looking for, to just get lost for a little while. The emptiness in my chest that had threatened to overwhelm me the longer I stayed in the apartment had faded, replaced with laughter and the scent of honey shampoo. Someone bought me a drink, then two, then three, and the next set of hands that settled lightly on my waist steadied me when I hadn't even realized I'd been swaying. They smelled nice, like jasmine or clementine, something flowery that danced on the edge of fruity. I inhaled deeply as I rested my head on their shoulder, slow dancing despite the Carly Rae Jepsen song that blasted out around us. I didn't want to move, tiredness settling into my arms and legs as I relaxed in the stranger's arms, but my throat was parched. I pulled away slightly too fast and bit the inside of my cheek as the pleasant haze I'd been drifting in threatened to send me down a swirling ravine that I knew would leave me puking. Sorry, I slurred. Need another drink. I think what you need is to go home. I wrinkled my nose. That voice sounded familiar. I forced my eyes open and squinted in the flashing lights. When had they turned on a smoke machine? I clutched the woman's arm as I fought to assess myself for a second. It wasn't often that a smoke machine could trigger my asthma, but for some reason, my lungs felt sluggish anyway, like I was breathing in syrup. Hey, you're okay. The voice was so strong that my body relaxed, like I had just been waiting for orders. Come on, I'll take you home. A slither of coherency cracked through my senses and I frowned as I focused on familiar blue eyes that were annoyingly pinched with concern. I'm not going home with you. Bryn rolled her eyes, thick dark lashes casting fascinating shadows across the high points of her cheeks, and I struggled to focus on her words for a moment. I'm not propositioning you, Olivia. You're absolutely fucked right now. You need to go home. A giggle burst out of my mouth, and I clamped a hand over my lips before letting it drop. You said fuck. Bryn wound an arm through mine and tried to guide me to the exit. Come on. No. We ground to a halt, and a breath that even I could recognize as sheer exasperation escaped her. No? No, I'm not going to sleep with you. Oh, sweetheart, I doubt you could even locate a boob right now. I'm taking you to your home, not mine. Without thinking, I reached out and placed a hand on her chest. She was wearing a gauzy silver mesh top that sparkled prettily, and I instantly coveted it, especially because it managed to feel silky rather than scratchy. We both looked down at the hand that cupped her left breast. It was full, bigger than my palm could comfortably cover, and Bryn looked bemused as she reached out and gently tugged my hand away. Come on. I didn't argue. I would probably feel 1,000 shades of embarrassed about this tomorrow, but right now I couldn't deny that the thought of my bed waiting for me sounded like bliss. Well, that and maybe some fries. Salty, greasy goodness. Yes, yes, fine, we can stop for fries if somewhere is open. I blinked, not realizing I'd said the last part aloud. Whatever. As long as I got my fries, I didn't care that I'd touch Bryn's boob. Plus, Sun City was a student town. Of course, someone would be selling fries at... I checked my phone and hissed as the brightness seared my eyes. Wow. 3 a.m. Not bad. Not bad at all. I didn't think I'd gone out partying by myself in, well, ever, and tonight I'd actually had a good time. There weren't many times in my life that I'd been able to just feel good, carefree. I'm sorry to hear that, Bryn said as she steered me around a bush that had appeared out of nowhere, and I blinked at her in confusion. Am I still saying all of this to you out loud? I thought I was just thinking stuff. Bryn snorted. Jesus, you're wasted. What did you even take? A pill? Of? I shrugged and the pinched look on Bryn's face reappeared again, but I tuned out before she could try and lecture me some more. Fingers snapped in front of my face and I waved my hand in protest. What? I glanced around us, confused. Where are we? Bryn's hand cupped my jaw, tilting my face up to look into her eyes, and for the first time I realized she was slightly taller than me. I tugged my face free from her grip. You mean you don't remember the part of this very, very long walk home where you whined and complained until I agreed to go to Polly's with you to get fries? She shook her head, somehow still managing to look good even under the gross fluorescent lights in the diner. I think these lights are giving me a hangover. I grimaced as I tried to shield my eyes with my hand, but a second later the pain was forgotten as a carton of hot fries was pressed into my palm. You are beautiful, I moaned, shoveling two in my mouth and wincing slightly at the burn. There was only one thing ruining this. I thrust the fries into Bryn's arms and she fumbled slightly as she caught them. What are you? I reached down and unclasped my shoes, sighing in relief as my toes touched the cold tiled floor. Liv, no. I grabbed my fries back out of Bryn's hands and spun for the door, the world whirling around me as I moved too quickly. The night air was cool and still smelled like heat from earlier in the day. It was late, or early, depending on how you looked at it, but plenty of people still milled around. Bryn caught up to me a second later, my shoes dangling from their straps in her hands, as she muttered under her breath. Your feet are going to get cold. They're fine, I said absently, munching on a fry as I started away from the town and down the path that led through the park. Despite it being paved, the twigs and errant rocks immediately stabbed into the soles of my feet, and I hopped a little as I walked, trying not to drop my food. Ow. The trees were bushy and full, though it was too dark to see the lush green they turned a little while back, and the moon just peeked out from between branches. For a second, I just stood there, staring up at the sky as I continued to eat my fries, the stars swirling around my head and the night air barely touching my skin. My hand scraped the bottom of the box and I frowned as I stared down into it. A sigh startled me, and I turned wobbly to see Bryn watching me. You want to stare at the stars some more, or can we get you home? You must be cold. It's the summer. It's also almost 4 a.m. Huh. I hobbled forward a few more steps, and Bryn watched me, shadows partially obscuring whatever expression was on her face. Not that I particularly cared what she thought anyway. Come on. She turned so her back was to me, and I waited for her to walk away, confused when she crouched a little. Well, are you coming? I stepped carefully across the small distance separating us and hopped onto her back, her arms coming up under my legs as I hooked mine around her neck. Do not throw up on me. I giggled as we walked, a little confused about what we were doing and how we'd got there. Didn't Bryn live up by the mall? So why was she walking with me through the park? The odd swaying motion soothed me until my cheek was pressed against her hair, and I jumped when she nudged me before sliding me off her back. I stumbled, and her arms caught me under my elbows, our faces close enough in the dark that we could have kissed. Her eyes were so blue that they stood out against the darkness, and I stepped closer as my eyes dropped to her mouth. I'd noticed that Bryn was beautiful before. You would have to be blind not to, but she seemed practically luminescent in the dark. Liv. My mouth brushed across hers, feather light, reminded me of another kiss, another girl as I fought the haze descending on me, sighing as her mouths parted. Jamie. Bryn slid away, and I hadn't realized how cold I was until her warmth left. She fumbled around in the dark, reaching under the mat for the spare key Jamie and I left there and unlocking the door. Come on, she said quietly, guiding me inside and helping me into bed when I pointed to my room across the hall. I shimmied my dress up and over my head and heard Bryn leave as I climbed into bed naked, not bothering to wash off my makeup. Here, she said a second later, setting a glass of water down on my immaculately tidy bedside table and then straightening again to leave. I caught her hand before she could go. Stay. Liv, I really don't. Please. I mumbled as I snuggled down into my comforter and lifted the edge for her to join me. I relaxed once she slid off her shoes and settled next to me. Stay. Go to sleep, Olivia. Bren? What? I'm sorry I touched your boob. She chuckled quietly, and the sound followed me into a dreamless sleep. Chapter 2. The whole don't do drugs spiel suddenly made a lot more sense in light of the hangover from hell that I currently had. My body had naturally woken up around 7 in the morning, and I'd laid in bed in quiet agony as my head throbbed. Bren had been curled up face and away from me, and my arm had gone numb under her head. I'd made the executive decision right then that I was still not sober enough to deal with everything I could vaguely remember doing last night, or the very warm Bren still in my bed. So I'd gone back to sleep and only woke up again when my bladder demanded that I get out of my covers. By the time I made it out of the bathroom, figuring I might as well shower seeing as I was in there and the bottoms of my feet were filthy, Bren had left and Jamie had only just got home. I'd somehow made it through the afternoon without puking, and by the time we got to the box in the evening, I was regretting my decision to sign up for the new yoga class up by the mall. At least Bren had opted not to come to the bar. That way I didn't have to deal with my own shame, as well as the usual jealousy that took root inside me whenever I spent time with Jamie and Ryan. They'd left fairly quickly after dropping the bomb that Jamie wasn't going to be expelled, and she had signed a preliminary record deal. All in the same day. If I didn't love her so much, I might have hated her. I'd snuck out of the bar not long after they did, hesitating between heading back to the apartment and running the risk of finding them there too, or going to yoga class like I'd ambitiously planned prior to experiencing the worst hangover of my life. And yet, I would have rather thrown up doing the downward dog than potentially listen to Jamie and Ryan having sex next door. Of course, as soon as I actually arrived at the class, I regretted that decision. I stopped short in the doorway to the studio at the sight of a long pair of legs stretching idly. Crap. I walked in slowly, knowing I couldn't walk away now without looking conspicuous, and set my bag down near the edge of the room. I'd changed into some stretchy yoga pants and a sports bra in the restroom on my way in, knowing I couldn't do anything in my jeans, but now felt slightly vulnerable as people continued to file in and the cool air brushed my bare arms. Bren hadn't noticed me yet, or maybe she had and was just pretending not to see me after our encounter last night. I tried not to cringe as I remembered all the dumb stuff I'd said and done, but not all the memories were unpleasant. I'd had a good time, mostly, and for a while, when I'd been dancing with Bren, oblivious to who I'd had my arms around, it had felt like the most comfortable place in the world. I was never gonna live it down. Bren looked up at that moment and our eyes met, her blue eyes going wide and her arms freeze in midair as I reached up to fix her perky blonde ponytail. Great. Now it looked like I'd been staring at her. Which, yeah, I guess I kind of had been, but not like that. She took a step forward, like she was going to come over and talk to me, and I quickly spun away, pretending to rummage in my bag on the floor for something and then busying myself with a sip from my water bottle. Amazing to see so many new faces tonight, the instructor called at the front of the room, her smile so wide I felt like I could see every single one of her teeth. We'll start with a few warm-up stretches, and then I'm going to put you in pairs just for the final stretching exercise, okay? A chorus of okays sounded back at her, and I jumped. Was this yoga or pep rally? She talked us through a series.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?